you know, it may have had grasses or something.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's any land that held water for a period of time. I mean, I guess we more or less called it a pond or mud hole, you know, depending. Pond usually was bigger than a mud hole, you know.
Okay. Now, low-lying grassland.
Marshland.
Marshland. Okay. And the place where salt hay would grow along the sea, what'd you call that?
Salt, where what?
Salt hay or
oats? Sea oats? Such as that?
Oats, right.
Well, we have sea oats on the seashore, you know, I mean the coast, the islands.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. We have a farm of oats and goes like that.
Are they wild? Or?
Yeah, that's wild oats.
What are they called? Do they have a name for those areas where they grow?
Well, it's usually around the beaches, the sand beaches, you know, sand dunes, you know.
Okay.
And
you'll call that a marsh?
Well, now, we have, down here, we have marshes. But we have a particular type of marsh grass that grows.
Okay.
And a marshland is, my definition of marshland is an area of land that, where you have high and low tides due to unnormal conditions, you know. In other words, covered at various times. In other words, just normal high tide wouldn't cover it.
Okay.
You know. Sometimes if you get a hurricane or get bad weather, you know what I mean, and a disturbance, then it would cover those marshlands, you know.
Okay.
And you have various types of growth, vegetation, you know, in the marsh. In other words, you have weed, bamboo, that we used to make duck blinds out of years and years ago. And but the common old marsh grass, why, that's just a place for rats and water moccasins and such as that, you know.
What about the sort of soil you have here?
Well, the soil that we have here is a sandy soil, you know. And
had to plant the fence post.
You had to fertilize the fence post when you put it down.
Okay. Now, what would you call a deep, narrow valley that would maybe be cut by a stream of water in the woods or in a field? Say about 10 feet deep or 10 feet across.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, but I can't think of a name right off the bat. In other words, it's at times you have that condition, for instance, when you have flood tides and such as that, it'll cut a new root, you know.
Yeah.
And,
if you just cut a, you know, cut out a channel across a road or a field, what do you call that? You know, if it's been raining so bad, you're going down a little place and...
That's a gully.
Gully. Okay. What'd you call a small rise in the land? You know, just a kind of small rise in the land.
Well, we call that a knoll.
A knoll?
Uh-huh. Or a hill, you know.
Okay.
Of course, like I said, most of it down here was flat land anyhow, and if you found anything... Some people say, oh, you know, over here on this little knoll, you know. Well, that was a little high place, see. And in some places say, some people say, I'm going to build my house on that hill. Well, I